Hi, this is Dan Tallarico.
And this is Eric Silver.
I'm Michael Hoffman.
And today we're talking about a new development, Pickamole. And Michael, you've been working on it, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we're about to roll out text descriptions for every item on the site. Mm-hmm. And this is exciting because these descriptions are written by a computer and not by humans, they'll be up to date with the data as the data changes, and they can change with the user's preferences. So, for instance, if you're really interested in fuel efficiency for cars, then we'll bring that information to the front of the description and highlight it. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have other interests, we'll bring those up, and that happens automatically.
So now users can kind of like set the preferences they want to look for, and the text will change dynamically?
That's right, yeah. Just, you know, click the button, text changes.
Mm-hmm. So kind of like this helps, like, I guess, Pickamole. You can make better choices and have the information you want readily available?
Right, so some of the information is, in a sense, replicated on other parts of the page in the data tables. But number one, sometimes it's easier and better to absorb information in writing. And also, the written text allows us to compare how this item does on a given fact to other items, which is not information that's easily accessible elsewhere. And it's really condensed summary of that information.
So let me play devil's advocate for a second. I like reading things because I often don't know very much about like electric toothbrushes.
Right.
And I like it when someone can tell me like this is a fast electric toothbrush. But if your stuff's just coming from a data table, how do I know how it does relative to another item?
Because the information that goes into making the text is not only drawn from the data table for the item that we're talking about, it's also comparing that data to the table, so to speak, of all the other items in that category. So if we say that a toothbrush has really fast-moving bristles, uh-huh. We're able to say something like that because in the background we're comparing the speed of that toothbrush to the speed of all the other toothbrushes in our database.
That's really cool.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Right. So that should be live while you're hearing this now. And any final words on this you want to...
No, we're going to continue to improve it. This is the first version, but I hope people enjoy it, and that it'll help people make better decisions.
Okay, that's all we're all about here, is making the best decisions possible. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone, and until next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.